11th pack of Trumas, Mishnah Yud, the last Mishnah of Trumas, more halachas of who is allowed to be nene from Truma. Madlikin Shemen, the Shemen Sefer, both the Knesset, both the Midrashis, the Mavoyas HaRafelim. Shemen Sefer means Shemen of Truma that is Tomei, even though you're not allowed to eat it because it's Truma Tomei, but you're allowed to burn it for lighting purposes, provided that the Kohen is having an off from it. The Chiddush over here is, as long as the Kohen is having an off from it, even though other Jews are also having an off from it, it is acceptable. And therefore, you could use it to light up of shoes, and but the medrash and the dark alleyways, because Kohanim also use these areas. The Gavri HaKoylim Milshus Kohen, and also together with Kohen, what is the Kohen over there? Kohen is sick people. There was once a plan of one of the Rabbani Yerushalayim, Rabbi Togachinsky, that the Carmel wine factory has a tremendous amount of truma from their wines, so he wanted them to convert it into alcohol and should fire a turbine which will provide light to hospitals, and this way they make use out of it. It didn't seem to be they didn't seem to find a way that to make this economically worthwhile, so the idea was never taken up, but halachically that's acceptable. But Yisrael shenitzes l'koyin b'lamudei to l'aviyah. But Yisrael that married a koyin, she said from now on, once she's married to the koyin, she's allowed to eat truma. B'lamudei to l'aviyah, she very often goes to visit her parents. Via Madlik Bilshu, so the father is also allowed to light candles of wick or oil of truma when she is visiting him, because she has a status of a kohenus now. Madlik about the Mishnah of Aloy Veit Evel to Rabbi Yehuda. There's various opinions there. The first opinion is Rabbi Yehuda that says you're allowed to light candles by a party, but not by a place of avelus. His logic is that since they're kohen and they're permitted, but there's a concern maybe he'll take it out and Yisrael will use it for his personal use. So in the face of Mishnah, when everyone's wearing the fancy Shabbos clothing, we're not concerned they're going to move around the oil lamps because it may spill on them. Whereas in the face of Abel, that people are wearing the regular clothing, they're concerned maybe one someone's going to take it out. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yosi Yaimah, the Beit Avel of Lodi Beit Mishnah, he says the opposite spark. He says in the face of Abel, that people are mourning, they don't think about the light, they don't touch the light, they leave them alone. Whereas the base of Mishnah, which people are in a good mood and they feel comfortable doing whatever they want, they may move some of the candles, the oil lamps of Truma in a fashion that only the Yisraelim, this Yisrael, be nene from. That's the Machlokes, we have Svaras in both directions. Rabbi Meir, oh, you still lakan lakan? Rabbi Shimon, mati lakan lakan. Rabbi Meir says it's up in both directions, and because he takes both Svaras, then he's concerned that the Beit Mishnah they may move it around, and the Beit Avodah may move it around, and Shimon Mata Mikan Lekan. Shimon says in both three cases it is Mutter and Alochas like Rabbi Shimon that oil lamps that are burning oil of Truma can be used in any public situation, as since they are Kohenim, they also, the Yisraelim are also allowed to have Hanah from that. They just finished the Sefer Truma.